The sun has set on the 2013 Jaguars season.
You know, from being 0-16 to obviously being one of the hottest teams in the NFL at one point, which is pretty awesome.
This calendar year started with a new direction.
So I'm proud to announce Gus Bradley as our new head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
A rookie head coach with a build-from-scratch football team.
We said, you don't have to set world records, man. You don't have to do that. You just have to be at your personal best.
Gus Bradley infused an energy and a passion.
He who hesitates gets blocked.
The foundation is now set, and the Jacksonville Jaguars are a franchise on the rise.
This is Jaguars All Access, brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate, NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
You create a higher standard of what's acceptable. That's hard to do, man. That's hard to do. And you deserve that credit, man.
Gus Bradley's message never wavered, and his players responded, not satisfied with the overall record. But this year was about more than wins and losses down at Jags headquarters. And this is Jags headquarters on Monday nights. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman. One final show of 2013, both the calendar year and, of course, the season. Happy New Year out there. Happy New Year to you. One that will be filled with expectation for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I got a question.
What's that?
What in the wild world of sports are you doing wearing jeans?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's okay for me to wear jeans because they don't expect that out of me. But TV's Brent Martineau wearing jeans? Are you kidding me?
How do we look?
I think we look pretty good.
Well, it's all because of the guy that we have in studio tonight. The foreman of the building block of year one joins us on the show. It's the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Gus Bradley. Rookie head coach ends up with a record of 4-12. But if you follow the Jags this year, you know the impact the head coach has had on this organization and this city. And welcome Gus Bradley to the show. And thank you. We know why the players love playing for you. We do, too. We get to wear jeans.
I know. We set the tone, huh, for the whole day.
And we got to personally thank you because, you know, our dress code is basically determined by what the head coach does. And so for our road dress code, it's very much relaxed than what it has been. I appreciate that.
Well, you know what? I got a suit in the car. I can go quick put that on for you guys.
Don't do it. We like it the way it is. And real quick, you end the year 4-12. I know you didn't end it the way you wanted to yesterday, but you're one down. What do you think?
It is. You know what? We've experienced a lot of things this year. And, you know, now we're on to step two. And, you know, we really attacked our culture, really the mindset that we wanted in our building. And we felt like we had to elevate the standard of what's acceptable. And we felt that our players understand that, and they did a great job gravitating to that.
Are you ready to decompress?
No. Let's get going, huh? Let's start up. When do OTA start up, huh? No, you know what? I think it's, you know, for our coaches and the players, no one wants to end it on this note. And obviously we wish we could continue on with this process. But, you know, we'll take advantage of this time and come back ready to go and get after that draft and some of our cut-ups from the past games.
OTA's in April, by the way.
It seems to never end. Right, let's take a look back at yesterday's top plays from the game. So light 'em up.
Play number three, Kerry Taylor is the nephew of former 49er star receiver John Taylor. Kerry with his first career touchdown against the Colts.
And Gus, this was the last offensive play of the game, which means that was Brad Meester's last play of his career and on a touchdown. No better way to end it.
And there really isn't. You know, and I think, you know, we took that timeout right before the 2 minute. I think it was sending a message to our team that we're always going to compete, you know, anytime, any place. And, you know, it's great to capture that.
Kerry Taylor came on strong at the end of the year. Play two, Jason Babin with a sack. Solid season for the veteran, and he wants to be back.
Well, and his numbers are good, again, Gus. But he's grown, really, in other areas, hasn't he?
He really has. He's been one of our strongest leaders on our team. He's really bought into our culture and really has helped out our younger players.
Play number one, Leroy Reynolds. No helmet. No worries. This guy has only one speed.
Well, you know, that's what they teach him at the University of Virginia.
Not to wear helmets.
You know, I mean, they teach him to be rough and tough. I mean, it's an institution of higher education, but they teach him toughness as well.
Well, we always say it's better to say whoa than giddy up, and with Leroy, you don't have to tell him that.
You know, it's fun watching him because, you know, he's an undrafted rookie, but he shows flashes that impress me.
He really has, especially now the last couple games that he's got an opportunity. You know, yesterday he started, and I think he's got a taste of it, and hopefully that hunger continues.
Xfinity Speed play of the game, Mercedes Lewis on the screenplay, and this one perfectly set up.
I was a little disappointed that this wasn't Brad Meester, a great play design once again.
Well, the defense was running towards Meester on this play. It set it up perfectly for Mercedes. But, you know, well executed, and Mercedes gets a big play for us.
Oh, Gus, you just said phase one is in the books now in 2013 for this regime. You guys, Dave Caldwell, your entire staff. What does phase two look like or sound like? What are the expectations now? How do you raise that in 2014?
Well, you know, it's to stay convicted on what we believe in. And I think that was the one thing with our team is that, you know, we had consistency in our message and it brought credibility and something for the players to hang their hat on. And now, obviously, we continue that message. You know, we might have different methods of going about it, but it really we need to stay true to it. And I think our players have bought into it. But we know that, you know, we expect our level of play to increase. We talk about continuing to raise the bar, and that's what we have to do for this upcoming year.
Today was the last day of first for you, because now that you start upon a new season, everything will be the second time around. How excited are you to do it the second time around?
Really, you know what? I think for our coaches, too, I had a chance to meet with the players and then met with all the coaches. And, you know, we're all on the same page, and I think that we can get a lot accomplished in this offseason because of that.
What are you proud of what happened this year? Is it the culture that guys bought in? You hear people say that all the time in that locker room. We talked to them yesterday in Indianapolis and today in the locker room. I want to come back. I want to be a part of that. Does that mean a lot to you?
Yeah, it does. And I think it's, you know, really we want to put the franchise and the city of Jacksonville in high regard across the United States and all the teams in the league. And I think people will see what we're doing here. We'll start gravitating towards our team, our franchise. And, you know, that was one part of it. But there's many parts of it. We just hope to, you know, really compete in all the other areas as well.
Well, and Maurice is one of those guys that's a question mark about continuing to be a part of it. Your thoughts on him going forward?
You know what? I have a great appreciation for Maurice. I remember our first team meeting. Before the team meeting even started, he was the first one in my office. We had conversation and kind of the direction we wanted to go. And he's been a tremendous representative of what we believe. And to have that type of person in the locker room and continue the message with the younger players is a great asset.
We talked to Maurice Jones-Drew today. And, of course, he knows this is a business this next couple of months.
It's a monetary issue. I mean, that's where we are now. It's not about football anymore. It's, you know, and that's just part of this deal, part of the game. And like I said, hopefully it gets done quick and I'll be here. And that's the best.
Gus, how much input do you have on guys sticking around and these kind of things, or is this a lot Dave Caldwell now?
Well, it's, you know, Dave obviously has the majority of the say, but, you know, just like with anything, you know, we talk so much. That's the unique thing about our organization. I think Shad, Dave, and I, it's really a close-knit, tight three that, you know, we share a lot of our feelings. And I think, you know, Dave opens up to that. He knows how I feel about some of these players, and now it's his job to make it come together.
What's it been like working with Dave all year long?
It's been tremendous. I think the biggest compliment I can give Dave is sometimes at his position, egos can get in the way, and he has absolutely no ego. And, you know, it allows for open conversation. It allows for us to really get at the core of what we need to talk about and keep this franchise moving in the right direction.
Looks like you guys will coach in the Senior Bowl. I know it's not locked up or officially announced yet, but what kind of opportunity is that? And how much do you think you'll keep this staff together?
It's a great opportunity. If we're awarded that opportunity, you know, we don't want to make a habit of this because of the record-wise, but if that's brought to our attention, we're going to go down there and take advantage of it. And it really is. I've had the opportunity to be a part of it. You get a chance to get to know the players firsthand and, you know, really see how if they would evolve into our type of atmosphere and our culture.
An early jump on the draft process. More with head coach Gus Bradley coming up in just a bit. It's time for a little trivia as we head for our first time out here on Jaguars All Access. But first, last week's answer. We were looking for former Jaguar Bryce Pop. Here is tonight's question. Gus Bradley played and coached at North Dakota State in Fargo, North Dakota. Chilly up there this time of year. What famous Yankee who held Major League Baseball single season home run record until 1998 grew up in Fargo? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com and you could win a $100 gift certificate from fanatics.com. Still to come on Jaguars All Access, pressure on the passer. Gus and Jeff are headed to the smart board to break down the lightning package.
I'm John Osier, and tonight in the Ozone, we pause to reflect on a memorable year.
Reflect on the things that we accomplished. Reflect on how much we grew together as a team.
Plus, one last time in the locker room, we will hear what Gus had to say to the Jaguars. But first, here are your Southern Ford dealers' sounds of the game.
Duval! New Jersey! out, baby. Ball out. Give it everything you got. Everything you got.
Put all you got, Berserk. Everybody up. Last chance. Ball down three. 1, 2, 3.
Take almost 8 gaps. Then you can get the double team picks, and the mic can get over the top.
Dota Richardson and finally sacked. And Jason Babbitt has 7.5 sacks on the season.
That's all you.
Good job. Nice play.
And a touchdown to Kerry Taylor. And the Jaguars finally get into the end zone. Brad Meester has been doing it for a long, long time. 46 years old, only getting a career after 14 seasons.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brett Martineau. Thanks for hanging out with us all fall, our final show of 2013. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board, and coaches over there at the Smart Board as well. Jeff, this is a package we've talked about a lot during the fall, and Gus Bradley, well, he helped bring it here.
Well, he did, and Gus, the lightning package you guys came up with about midway point of the season, Ryan Davis was elevated to the active roster, and it was very productive for you guys this season.
It really was. You know, as soon as we had Ryan active, it allowed us to get creative with our rushers. We got a couple Leos on the field, and Todd Wash and Bob Babish, they did a great job coordinating it to really try to capture extra opportunities getting the rush on the quarterback.
And this is a TE. Senderek, your newly signed Senderek Marks, goes up into the B gap. And then Babin does a two-step, and then he comes up underneath. You notice I picked the defensive line play for you up here today.
That's what this whole show is all about, isn't it?
That's right. All right, and real nice job, because the guard kind of is peeking at the linebacker, showing a blitz, and then he's late to get to Senderek, and that allows Jason to come underneath. This great play.
It really is. You know, trying to create different levels. What Jason does a great job is just how tight he runs the TE game. You know, he comes tight, really gets a good bend, and allows him to make the sack.
And Andrew goes down. This play I want to show, because it's the same personnel grouping, but just the effort here. Jason coming around the corner, and then Senderek showing some speed.
You know what? That's really, you know, all this whole phase, the effort shown by Jason, Senderek, and then the hit at the very end. You know, really compliment to those guys. We talk about playing with effort the whole game, and, you know, this play really shows that up.
Well, and there's the effort, and there's the hit, completely legal. But I want also to have people focus in on one guy. There's Chuck Pagano on the sideline. There's this franchise quarterback maybe taking an unnecessary hit. I don't think he likes it. Watch Pagano's reaction. He's like, oh, God. What are you?
Hey, whenever you get a guy of that caliber, I'm sure it makes Chuck a little bit nervous when he takes a hit like that. But, you know, good play. You know, sometimes in two-minute situations, we try to attack the outside leg to keep him in bounds. So that's all, you know, taught prior to that play even happening.
I got to say, Brent, you know, what am I doing with this iPad in my hands when I got the head coach over here? Shouldn't you have this?
Give me the remote, you know. Give me the XO's remote. We'll be in great shape.
You both did a good job. Loggeman's been saying all fall, I wish they had the Leo position when I was playing. Maybe it'd be a good one. One more time, we are going to the zone, folks. John Osier from Jaguars.com time. He's a senior writer. That's a big-time title, by the way. What a year it's been for Johnny O. Time for a bit of reflection in the CBEST Ozone.
Welcome. I'm John Osier. With 2013 basically in the books, we pause tonight to reflect on the year that was. The Jaguars laid a foundation for the future. And here in the Ozone, well, we did what we did. We bonded a little. We laughed a lot. I cried. And through it all, we created
memories like the corners of my mind. Misty watercolor memories of the way.
This thrift store blazer because I think it makes me look writerly, well, I'll do that too. You and your expensive suits and your Italian shoes.
Smiles we left behind. Smiles we gave to one another.
What do doing in my room, man?
Are you asleep?
Yeah, I'm sleeping. Get the heck out of my room.
Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line?
I don't need this. I'm a writer. Literally tens of people read me every day. You know what that adds up to over a year? That's probably a lot.
I wish it was next year already. Happy New Year, Brett.
Johnny O. I thought he was saying goodbye, like he's not coming back, but I guess he'll be back. More from Jaguars.com and Johnny O right now on Jaguars.com. Still more to come right here on Jaguars All Access with the head coach, Gus Bradley. Up next, more with Gus, the head man working with his young safety on the sideline on Sunday. But first, we will take a break with Mr. Jaguar, Brad Meester's final farewell as he left the field in Indy.
14 years, it's hard to believe it's kind of finally come. It was great to have my family here. I guess get to say goodbye to them on the field for the last time today. Thank you.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Coach, because I came down in the hole, but it looked like he wanted to move, so I came and kind of settled down so I get ready to shoot.
Yeah, but if you wait, that's why. He who hesitates gets blocked.
Just go.
He who hesitates gets blocked, and you're sitting there like this, bam! You got to shoot your gun and trust he'll be there to fit off.
Let's go, let's go.
Well, that's a head coach watching the head coach, Gus Bradley, yesterday in Indy, talking to his rookie safety, Jonathan Cyprian. By the way, has grown leaps and bounds since the start of the year. Welcome back to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martin, along with Jeff Logman and head coach Gus Bradley. Glad to have you along on the show. What struck me in that scene yesterday in Indianapolis is you like to put that defensive coordinator hat on sometimes. You miss that a little bit, being right in the trenches?
It's tough, but you know what? We're all trying to get the same result, you know, and we have opportunities to go up and coach those guys. But that time with Sip right there on the sideline, you know, it was really clear. He understood it, and, that passion came back. There's no doubt about that.
How much do you love coaching a guy like Cyprian? Because, you know, just dealing with him from a media standpoint, he's a guy that always seems to want to get better in everything that he does, not just stuff on the field, off the field as well.
Well, coaching is, you know, what you take so much happiness in is getting guys better. And I think with Sip, his personality, his passion, obviously that's the type of players that we're going to gravitate towards because it fits our coaching staff personality. So to have him in that environment at that time and to look into his eyes, I mean, there's no better feeling.
How did you transition to being the head coach? Because there's a lot of responsibility, so much more when you're the coordinator. Now you're the guy in charge of everything, media, meeting rooms, player, all this different stuff. And game management on the sideline, throw the challenge flag, timeouts. Did you grow in that regard?
Yeah, it's been a great challenge, you know, and I think it really challenges your conviction. And I loved every minute of it. I mean, it's my job as a leader is to help maximize everybody that we touch and that we're around. And whether it's a player or a coach, game management issues, anything like that, you know, I love all the parts of it.
Well, one of the positions that's got to be looked at, I'm sure, in this offseason is the quarterback position. Where are you guys at with that position right now?
Well, you know, that's Dave will talk to, you know, some of the guys, you know, Chad, obviously, in his situation. But what I can tell you this is that it's going to be strong competition, and we believe in that. And I think that, when we get into the offseason, you know, I think if we keep that a competitive mindset, competitive mode, and see what happens, you know, that's what's going to be up to the challenge with all our guys. And I think they love that part of it. That's all they want is that chance to compete.
Competition might be the greatest coach ever, isn't it?
It really is. You know, and I think that at times you hope that your players gravitate towards where it all becomes internally. But for those that need that external, you know, motivation, then we'll have competition.
Chad Ennie, by the way, is a free agent. Blaine Gabbert still has a year left on that rookie contract. And you will do a lot of reading in the offseason, I assume. We see you down the hallway a lot with books like stacked this high.
You know what? I don't know if I read the book completely, but I think, you know, I challenge our guys to always, you know, just dig and research and try to find ways to help our players. And I think, there's a message or something that illustrates what we're trying to get across for that team meeting. You know, I think you got to always be open to learn.
Tremendous motivator, and he motivated us to wear jeans tonight on the show, which we still like. For appearing on tonight's show, you are going to receive receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Coach, Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they're available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Still more ahead on Jaguars All Access. The regular season is over, but the work is just starting for GM Dave Caldwell. A look at the offseason ahead, but first, let's go inside the locker room one more time from Sunday.
Growth is tough. You go through some adversity, you go through some prosperity, you learn to handle the same, and we use it to elevate our play. And that's what we did. Reflect on the things that we accomplished. Reflect on how much we grew together as a team. Keep it tight on three. One, two, three,
keep it tight!
This is Jaguars All Access.
G-Series Prime Headlines, welcome back to Jaguars All Access. Dave Caldwell on call. This is his time of the year now. He's going to shine over the next few months heading into the draft. And they have a plan in place here in Jacksonville. Gus Bradley, Dave Caldwell, this thing's laid out rather nicely, Jeff.
Well, it is, and part of that plan, Gus, is being a participant in free agency. You know, last year you guys were kind of held back until later on, but this year going to be a participant early?
Well, you know, those things are all answered by Dave. You know, we'll talk. We'll start our meetings, you know, where we spend even more time. I know Dave and the scouting staff looked at the draft, but I really wanted to focus on this season and with our team. And so those conversations will take place now.
Hey, Gus, next year we'll be talking playoffs, hopefully, at this time of year. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Welcome aboard. It's been a good year with you here in Jacksonville. Thanks for joining us on All Access every Monday night. For Jeff Loggeman, John Osier, and the entire crew, I'm Brent Martineau. Happy New Year, everyone. Thanks for watching all season long.